Nothing's going to hit me harder than that.
22-year-old Kanawha County resident Jimmy, who asked us not to use his last name, knows all too well what it's like to be a ward of the state. As a child, Jimmy was in and out of DHHR placements for nearly 10 years. Then, in 2011, at age 16, he was found guilty of a domestic battery charge and sent to the Salem Industrial Home for Youth, which at the time was one of the state's maximum security juvenile facilities.
Just when I thought I couldn't get any worse, I'd do something stupid and get even farther in a hole.
But Jimmy says at Salem, things started to change. He started to change.
Something has to click in your mind to make you want to change. And mine was, I don't like the way my life is. So I wanted it to change. You know, insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And I had been doing that. I wish somebody would have told me that when I was 8, but at about 16, I realized that that made sense.
Jimmy was sentenced to what insiders in the juvenile justice system call a flat. It's the maximum sentence for a crime with an ultimate release date. Jimmy's was January 31st, 2012. Whether he was ready or not, that's when he was to be released from state custody. But because of their living situations, Jimmy was not going to be released to his parents. Instead, he was expected to live on his own and begin providing for himself.
I was, every day, got more anxious and worried and nervous, and I didn't know how to feel because I had never lived by myself completely other than in placement.
But he didn't have to prepare alone. Jimmy was assigned to one of the Division of Juvenile Services Community Resource Coordinators. Those coordinators work with DJS residents to find housing, jobs, and navigate state and federal aid programs. Jimmy was assigned to Julie Timmermeyer.
We as aftercare, I say we wear many hats. One is a mentor. One is sometimes a teacher type, you know, to show them. But a lot of times we're a parent.
After completing his GED and reaching his release date, Timmermeyer helped Jimmy apply for a grant through the Salvation Army to pay for his housing for the first 6 months of his release. Timmermeyer then helped him find an apartment, sign up for food stamps, look for a job, even buy a washer and dryer. Timmermeyer is one of just 12 community resource coordinators employed by DJS. Each is assigned a 5-county area and is responsible for helping juvenile residents from those counties transition out of their placements back into their communities. And that's what this week's day-long conference in Charleston was about, making the transition easier. More than 150 representatives of state, religious, and community groups gathered at the St. John the 23rd Pastoral Center to not just network, but discuss the challenges the system faces. Stephanie Bond is the director of the Division of Juvenile Services.
So today was a way to bring everybody together to network, to find out what sort of resources are available, as well as what do we still need? What's lacking out there?
What's lacking, most of the attendees say, is affordable housing, mental health or substance abuse services, and most of all, transportation. Angela Inglis is a community resource coordinator in Preston, Randolph, Tucker, Mineral, and Grant counties.
If you have a kid in Preston County, there really aren't a lot of resources there, but in Mon, you know, it's full of resources. Then you run into the kid can't get there. So transportation's an issue always.
The way to fix these problems, according to Iglesias, is additional funding, but she knows those state dollars are hard to come by. She and other conference attendees instead focused on working together to coordinate services, brainstorming ways to get the community involved in the transition process, and lobbying lawmakers about the importance of funding services at the local level. As for Jimmy, he and Timmermeyer's one-year assignment is complete, but they still keep in touch. Right now, she's helping Jimmy explore his options for secondary schooling. He says he likes history, science, and math, especially statistics and probabilities, but he's taking his time finding the best program for him and the best way to provide for his future. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.